What a treasure we have in Jesus. Second Corinthians 5 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. How many of you have experienced what it is to be a new creation in Christ? To be transformed by the living God. To have new desires, new thoughts, a new heart, new passion, a new reason to live. If you haven't experienced that, I would invite you to as it says in the next verse, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God in Jesus Christ. God was reconciling the world to Himself. Our sins had broken our relationship with God, created a separation between us and our God. Jesus died for our sins, paid for our sins so that they could be taken out of the way, so that our relationship with a holy and righteous God could be restored. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself, not counting our trespasses against us, instead counting them on Jesus so that we could be forgiven and enjoy a relationship with God. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Come, be in Christ. Ask Him to clothe you with His perfect righteousness, make you new, transform you. The old has passed away, the new has come. Look around this room, and so many of you have quite the past. And you're a different person than you were. You've been transformed by the living God. And that's a beautiful thing to see. People who were all sinners. We're all messed up. Whether it's obvious or not obvious, we're all broken. We're all messed up. And for God to come in and transform a life, to make a life new, to make a new creation in Christ. God at the beginning spoke and light came into being. God spoke and the world came into being. Everything that we see came into being by His Word. He's doing that kind of creative work now in people, speaking, causing new life to spring up, new hope, new light, new desires, new loves. All this is from God. The old has passed away, the new has come. We're going to celebrate the new covenant, this new agreement between God and man that He has purchased with His blood. We have bread that represents His body broken on the cross, juice that represents His blood poured out for us, for sinners, to make us new, to give us life. So I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. We'll serve you. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're a new creation in Christ, we invite you to worship Him with us, to remember what He did for you with us, to celebrate the new life that you have in Jesus. Let's give Him thanks. Let's worship Him together. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son, Jesus, to pay my price, to make me new, to bring that transformation, that new creation that only You can accomplish. Thank You for doing that. And thank You that You're not done yet. There's a lot of work left to be done. None of us are perfect. But there is evidence that You are at work. There is evidence in this room that You are real. That You are almighty powerful. That You can bring life and light out of death and darkness and despair. that you can call things that don't exist into existence. You've done that with me. You've done that with so many here. Thank you. We want to worship you. We want to honor you, Jesus, for paying our price, for making it possible for us to be reconciled to a holy God who loves us. Thank you for the amazing things you have done, and for those things that you are at work at now in our lives. Thank you. Continue to draw many to yourself. Continue to use us broken instruments for your glory, for the sake of your great name in all the earth. Thank you for bread and juice that points us back to the cross where it all happened. Thank you. In Jesus' name. What an amazing work. New creation in Christ. Jesus, thank you. We look back to your finished work on the cross and say thank you. Nails pounded in. The declaration, it is finished. Nothing we can add. You finished the work. And now we enjoy the blessings. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.